Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Any question? Yeah, welcome. How are you?
Good. We saw the installation of his Srila Narayana Maharaj Pushpa Samadhi.
You went there?
Yes. I went there this morning.
You not took me?
You're sick. I'm sick too.
But you went with your car?
No. Rickshaw, yeah. Bless you.
Oh my God.
Bless you, bless you.
Yeah. I feel her. You want to listen, huh? I see two examples. She is also in that history. Whole life she was seller in the boat, selling to boat. And now also, she is selling in Radha Darshan. Hare, Radhe,
Radhe.
Always in the service of Swami. You talk other subjects, she will change you in Radha Darshan. She only wants to know about Radhika, her Swami.
Sorry.
Is not good luck?
Lunch?
Luck.
Good luck.
Good luck?
We need your association to make our luck also good.
I have plenty of questions for you.
Yes? Asking? Ask?
Ask? I was waiting actually for Anjali to get here. We had some questions about Siddha Pranali. So, very advanced, I think, questions. But while I have your attention, yesterday you were speaking about the garland and collecting souls to put on the string of love. It's like our beads have a string to them.
Every service is like a string of love. And every subject is like a flower. Every subject, every living being, every human being is a flower. Every jiva is a flower. Everyone is a one flower. It is soft. Forgetting is her realization, but every living person has a soft soul. When he realizes, his life changes. And only he can realize like you, elevated soul association can give that feelings to understand. And when this all come in the one thread, one family, see? Garnet is a one family. You make 10 garnets, there is 10 family of the flower. And everyone is connected with one garnet. And you're useful because he is going in the neck of Radhika and Krishna. Useful. Then they become useful, when they are in the service. If they are only flowers, they are not in service. So living together is becoming one garden. If I cannot live together, so many living beings not ready to live together, share together, exchange together, what is the meaning of living? We have to become in one garden to serve to my Swami, to serve to the Lord. The beauty, how much big garden you have with the many flowers to, for the bringing to the service.
You have a big garden to offer because you have so many devotees coming to see you. You have so many souls, but I have no garden to offer.
I am also one of the flowers in that garden. I also want to serve myself. I am learning, I am also a student. I want to be a flower in that garden. That gardener come and pick that garden, flower. You know, gardener is Krishna himself. He picks the flower in his garden. So if we need to be a flower, then gardener will come to pick us and make useful our life.
Gurudev, but we are manjari, not flower.
Right. But the flower is coming from manjari. Yes. So, useful, becoming flower means now ready to serve. Manjari, I want to learn from. And flower means to, I have become useful to serve. Yes, Anjali, come, she is calling you. Come, sit near. You have some questions, she is asking. Up.
Yeah. We were together. She went with me.
She forget me. She says that I will take you. She thinks that I was sick. No problem. You went. I want to give respect to me. Ask questions.
So we were talking on the way over here. Some people think that when you get your identity as a Madhuri, your Siddhaswara, your Siddhapranali, that you already have a form in Golok Vrindavan, and that somehow or another you realize that form. This is what one devotee, Prem Priyojan, is saying. And I said, my understanding was that we are Tathasta, we have not yet been born until we receive our name and our age and our identity from our guru, because our guru is connected with Srimati Radhika and she inspires him in his heart with a name and a service and a complexion and a dress. But so many in other belief systems, Gaudiya Math, are saying that no, that's not correct. That you have your form and you just have to realize it.
I believe in the words of Narayan Maharaj,
which we read yesterday.
Yes. He said that the I was going to be a Radha Dasi. And Radha Dasi means love. Radha Dasi means I want to follow the love. How I can follow love? I have to take the shelter of her manjari or sakhi. So Mahaprabhu, by the grace of Mahaprabhu, before was sakhi, sahachari. But by the grace of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Manjari. So our blind become Rupa Manjari. That Narayan Maharaj said, when we will decide to follow Rupa Manjari, then Rupa Manjari will give mercy. My Guru Manjari will give me mercy when my desire is serious. Introduction will come by her, not by Goloka. I was in Goloka in my neutral position and I will got it. But Rupa Manjari and the Guru Manjari will receive the mercy of Swamini if my devotional practice is serious to do that. Then Swamini will say, I accept her. Help her, this new baby. And give this name and this. Swamini is standing. Amika Manjari, Swamini is standing. And they are doing on their behalf. Any servant, you imagine, somebody is with you and working, the servant can do independently anything. No. She asking, even the guru has 5 servants and dasis working to Gurudev, that he can or she can do anything by her mind? No. She will only do what the senior will decide and say to him. So Rupa Manjari and Guru Manjari is also doing nothing. If they think that this child is very qualified, then they go to Radhika and Radhika gives this. They do that. Even the Diksha Mantra and Diksha name is Swamini is giving. The Siddha Purush never do himself. They have no putting energy for collecting name. His name is revealing or they collect and bring the list of the name. Sometimes they bring the list of the name and they give it. And it comes revealed to him and they give the name. And this revealing is the process of receiving from Swami. Never anything can come. I see sometimes I give some name. I also don't know before that. And it comes that moment of the time, this name. Why this coming? And I want to change that name. Nothing is coming. No other name is coming. I want to change. It's not fit. He said, no. Do this? No, do this. How I can change it? His instruction from her is coming to you. Is how much you surrender, all this moving as per our connection. You become instrument of the Lord. You become instrument of your Swami. Lord and Swami, both are working. How, where you take the center? You remember, even the mother, first morning Radhika is going to mother. Mother is also wanting Radhika. Every morning she come and cook in my home. And she is waiting every day to Radhika, that today she will come and cook for my son. Mother is also waiting. Yashoda Maiya is waiting for Radhika. But Yashoda Maiya only wait in morning time, only that he cook for his son. But she has no interest to know about private matter of the, his son. This is the nature of the mother. She is not interested in other subject. She is only interested to forget that my son will become very strong. And after that, the Manjaris, they are more interested what the Radhika is doing with Krishna. Different mood, power. When you are in Vatsalya Rasa, you need only morning time Radhika, but you need Radhika. Every morning you need Radhika. In your Vatsalya Rasa. And day after cook, she is free from Mother Yashoda. But at the same time also she is going to see Krishna, how he is. From morning, Mother has a desire to cook for Krishna, but Radhika and Krishna have a desire to see each other and share the whole program in morning time, when and how to meet. Indirectly, the talk from the eyes. So, I'm talking to keep the rasa. All Vatsalya Rasa will also feel connected. And Madhuri Rasa. And at the same time, in Madhuri Rasa, we want to take shadow of Swami. All the time I want to stay with my Radhika.
So, even when she goes to cook for Mother Yashoda, to the Manjari?
They go.
They go also?
Yes, also there. They are helping to Radhika, like a shadow. And they are arranging that they can talk everything, they can fix the whole program of all whole day. No time, but they take out the time. They are helping for both of them. You see the pastimes? Pastime is the goal to see. Philosophy is the one thing, subject to develop knowledge, and pastime to leave there. Pastime will keep you always alive to be relish that. And philosophy will keep you out of these feelings.
Love star. starts where knowledge ends.
Love starts where knowledge ends.
In this state of our consciousness, what is better for developing the Manjari Swarup? Is it focusing strongly on one service particular, or focusing or doing everything what is necessary? What is better?
Focusing, actually, to become sadhu of Radhika. One point. Shadow of Radhika. And we have to pray Pujan Sakhidan Atmani Prabhupada's song. Worship to the Manjaris. Pujan Sakhidan means Manjaris. Atmani Veda. Offer myself. Atmanivedan, I have to give myself. And worship to the Sakhis, the Manjaris. The last line. Other lines are not so important than this. Pujan, Sakhi and Atmanivedan. Page 4, Sarup and Sarup Siddhi is the goal of the life. My spiritual form and the perfection to live in that consciousness. Page 4, Bhagavad Gita. A last line Krishna gives you to identify that you are living soul. But all normal position comes when Krishna mercy will come to you and will come to us and he give to the Sarupsha. Sarup Sakti. Who is Sarup Sakti? Is what is Sarup Sakti or what word?
Pleasure
giving. What is pleasure giving? Who is pleasure giving potency?
Larini Shakti.
Radhika. Without that, we cannot be a normal. Because a sthai bhav, jiva is a sthai, is a marginal, tatastha, neutral position. Soul is a neutral. Krishna can give you only neutral. Radhika give you mercy, normal. Then she can make you normal. See, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's words, we have to believe in two Mahajans, 100%. Prabhupada and Narayana Maharaj. Because everybody is blessed by Prabhupada who comes from the Western world. And then we have to see others, Mahajans, Anandas Babaji and others. But first they what line they show, we have to go on that. More merciful. So Narayan Maharaj If you read Hidden Path of Devotion, it's very crystal clear. Others are giving their philosophy unrealized. They are living in Manjari Sarup. They are living in their spiritual consciousness. Prabhupada, he do miracles because of his spiritual identity. And Narayan Maharaj give miracles because of his sarup. If not, everybody knows this. And nobody can do after him because they was not in that stage. That is very clear. They want to take other different ideas. It will not work. Darwani is a golden words. They cannot change that. A pleasure-giving potency I don't understand in 30 years. This is not Prabhupada's mistake. This is my mistake, right? Because I never understand, I never go deep to understand that. But he mentioned everything in his Bhagavad Gita. He's a primary class school teaching. He gave from A to Z. This way you go and this is the goal of life. I go this way, I go this way, I go this way. It will never work. I have to go what they show us to. How to go. Hidden path of devotion is a Bhagavad Gita of Narayan Maharaj. And Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita is everything there. What I read, one day I am reading the page 4, 10 years before, I block there. I cannot read more than that. Again I read the last page of somebody read for me and I say, wow, everything is here. What you want to know? Pleasure-giving potency to know. Because Krishna will bring you to the pleasure-giving potency. Why not we afford to go there? We have to move for that. Like my Sukha is moving and crying for my pleasure-giving potency. She understands Prabhupada myself. Right? She understands Narayan Maharaj.
I think the sad thing is that for a person who thinks they know, they cannot learn.
We are students, we have to learn every day.
But people who think they already know all the answers, they can't hear from someone. They think, I know, I don't need you to tell me.
You're right. And we have to be student all the time, open to learn. We block ourselves to say that I'm a guru. We will not learn. We are a student to learn every moment of the life. This is the Manjari Bhava. We are Radha Dasi. We are Kinkari to learn every moment from her and from the Rupa Rati Manjari. Every moment, many things to learn. We start only now. We start. Really, we start our Jaiva Dharma before only practicing my Sari Dharma, physical body dharma, to be in goodness. Jaiva Dharma, when I will start then I can move for the Krishna first, and by His mercy, I will understand Radhika. But Krishna is also important. Till I want to stay in a sign of marginal potency, He will protect you to stay in marginal. But when you have a sarup, you become mother, you will make Him son, you will not see Him as a god. Your marginal is gone now. You are in sarup to see Him. You become kinkari of Radhika, you don't see Krishna individually, you see Radhika's Krishna, Radha's Mohan, Radha's Mohan, Kunja Vihari, Gopi Janavallava, Gopal Mantra, second part. How merciful Prabhupada! What is to practice? He put in song. By singing, you will practice the Gopal Mantra and you will read to Gopal Mantra. Read Narayan Maharaj. He says second part is for the Gopi Bhava. Gopi Janavallava. First part is for the motherly love and friendly love. You see? And second part is for the gopi love. For the Radha Das. Wow! This book is the boon for devotees. Serious. Every word has a meaning to understand. And He is teaching not to ordinary people, He is teaching to the gurus. And Guru is learning from Narayan Maharaj. Right? Now you understand. So we are nothing. We have to always be open to Narayan. And this is all mercy. One is this, that I will do sadhana to get mercy. I will do something to get mercy. When I will do effort to do mercy, then I will get mercy, then what is the meaning of mercy? My question, if I get the effort to get mercy from you, then what is the meaning of mercy? What you give mercy? I effort for that. Then my position is that I am affording to get the mercy, then my importance, I, ego is important for me. No, I don't do any effort for that, and you give me mercy. That is the meaning of mercy. Mercy without Ahej ki kripa, without I do nothing and you give me everything. That means mercy. I am not qualified for that and you give me like this to me. That means of mercy. When I effort to get it, and then you give me, then my effort is more important what I do. Effort is no importance when there is a mercy flowing. That is Ahetu ki kripa. causeless, without cause mercy is coming. Go and listen, everyone, to morning class of one Mahatma talking in Hindi. What is Vrindavan, what is Radhika, and what is the mercy coming by Vrindavan and Radhika. That is a beautiful class going on in the morning time, 7, backside of ISKCON. What Brajavasi is giving class. Listen that. What is meaning of this?
This is unconditional.
Unconditional mercy is a beautiful life. In one moment, love matra, sadhu sangha, sabasiddhi hai, in a few seconds of accession of Gurudev to you, my life changed. That is the meaning of mercy. Mercy means this. That is ayat. There is two philosophies working. I will do, then I will receive the mercy. And one, I will not effort, I never effort good thing in my life. After that I receive the mercy. Rather, that to realize, and this is Vrindavan, a place without effort when you get the mercy, Vrindavan. Outside of Vrindavan, you have to afford to get.
So if a sadhana, if a sadhak doesn't do sadhana, what does he do? So they're thinking because they have not received Srimati's mercy, they're thinking, I have to do something. Therefore, I will circumambulate Govardhan Hill 50 times in my life, or I will, you know, do one austerity or another austerity.
This is
what do they
not do? Jaiva Dharma. This is Anitya Dharma. Nematic Jaiva Dharma not start from this. That I do the parikrama 100 times of Braja and Vrindavan is a Nitya Dharma. Jaiva Dharma is a Nitya Dharma. That Nitya Dharma is coming from my Jiva for the Lord. And Jaiva Dharma when start, then we get the mercy of understanding of my Sarup. From there, my life is spiritual life is started. Before, it is a sadhaka life. It's a physical body, my senses. My mind, I want to purify those things in my sadhak there.
But you can't.
It's impossible. I can become in goodness, but again my passion will come and ignorance will come. Nobody can stop it. When I will stay in the pure goodness and I will start living in pure goodness, if I will come back, I will come to the goodness. But I have to stay in the pure goodness. That is Jaiva Dharma.
And the other you said is called Naimittika?
Naimittika.
Naimittika.
Anitya. Naimittika, who is not helping to go to that way. And Anitya means useless subject. from that is all useless, anitya. See, Jagadharma, it's a beautiful book. After 600 pages, you study, then it Raghavakti starts. And the mercy of Narayan Maharaj starts from the page one. You start mixing with the cement and the sand, and your Raga Bhakti moves. Only you need water to put in that cement and sand, and it becomes sticky. Two stone can be together. That is yoga. Radhe. So beautiful. Mahajan. Gopi, Navaneet, only stealing of the butter. Navaneet Taskar means only stealing of butter. What is butter? Full of life. What you exchange love in the human body, that is your butter. Because whole life is a milk pot, 10 liters milk, your whole life. And in that milk, the butter, your exchange of love is a butter. He say, I will come and steal that butter, what you exchange love with in your life. That I'm a stealer of that water, because this love is only for me, Krishna said. I come to steal to heart of you, to steal that butter, what you give to others. You forget me to give. And not only that, I will steal your all covering, clothes, because this is the only hindrance to you. You cover false ego, you cover many things, and I will come and steal that all covering from you, and I will make you coverless, because you need to understand your living soul. Discovering not make you to understand yourself. Coverless, your false ego is your covering. Your vanity, your proud is your covering. Many things you cover with your clothes. That covering, I will come to steal one day. Why? Because I want to invite you in Maharas. You come with me and dance. That is the stealing of the clothes. My covering, what I don't want to leave, because I think this is my, what is beauty increasing to me. My ego beauty increase with this covering. He said, these are the all covering for you. You have to be in, see from your divine eyes to me. Discovering make you disturbance. My skin, my plants, my senses, these all are covering to the soul. To see the super soul, that he want to come and steal. This song is beautiful. Everyone has to sing. Two line I like very much. Navani Taskar and the Vasanhar, stealer of the clothes, covering. And very clearly, Yashomati Nandan, son of Yashoda, not Devaki, son.
That's why you like this room so much.
Mercy is flowing. Our lotus feet is always in my head. I am always put, keep, live, want to live in her his protection and her protection. Sorry, her is coming first. What to do? But she is my Swami, so I'll come.
But Mother Yashoda is there, is very strong kinkar mood also, because Mother organizing morning time, they meet each other, and even Yashoda wants to stay very close to Radharani to understand more Krishna.
Yashoda come to Mother, Radhika come to learn from Mother how to, when I become Mother, to control him, how I have to behave. Like Mother. Bhaskara Rasa is learning. She learned the Bhaskara Rasa. She is learning also Madhuri Rasa, Sakya Rasa, friendly, always kinkering on me. Always want to be in all Rasa. Then Madhuri Rasa. When the all Rasa come combined together, it become Madhuri Rasa. And we have to be always open to learn. This is the teaching of Radhika. This is the teaching of Rati and Rupa Madhuri. This is teaching of our Guru Mandir. Yes? Go, Arti. Nobody wants to go. This is Rasa, nectar. Always want to be enlightened in Rasa. This is the power of Rasa.
If Krishna wants to steal our butter, but we're giving our butter to Srimati, are we adding to her butter? If Krishna wants to steal our butter, our love, but we're giving our love to Srimati.
In Sadak Deha Isti. When you took the shelter of Swami, then no. Then we are in the Jaiva Dharma. In Sadak Deha, we distribute love here and there and there. Sadak Deha. Then he come and steal. Are pagal, what you do? This butter you promised before that I will give you, and you are distributing to others. Gopi say, why you come to steal? He said, I know steal. Krishna said, I know come to steal. When you are making this butter, that time also you are thinking that if Krishna come and eat this butter, then I will be very fortunate. And you thinking and I listen that. And when I come to eat, you say that I am stealing this. What type of you are giving to me? This is my butter. I am taking my things. Why you think that time that I am making, you making for me? And if I give to my friend, you cannot say anything. Because when I'm my thing, I can give to anyone, to monkey, to your my friend. Why are you jealous with this? They have no answer. He said, okay, okay, no problem. You eat yourself, but you don't do like this to give to monkey. No problem, you can eat yourself. You say, I do what I like. I cannot eat alone. His love is very divine. When you cooking, I'm thinking that you come and eat and I come. Because I listen that time that you are thinking for me. Why you think for me? See, yes, I think, but I don't think that you will come and eat. So I know that you are thinking for me. Yeah. Good? Like it?